This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so proud of the conservative movement. I want you to imagine this movement with a lesser leader than Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, I know what having a strong leader means. I went to military school, and I learned about leadership. I learned that there are people who are in front of me who may have a higher rank, but don't earn my respect. But I also learned that there are people who are among me, you know, in my peers, maybe the same rank, maybe lesser, who did earn my respect. I can tell you this. As a kid going to military school, I got out of school and I had people who were 2-3 years my senior who were far higher in rank who said to me after I got out of school, Kevin, I always respected you. One guy, I was doing a big deal when I was in management consulting, and one of my peers happened to be working with him, and this guy that I was working with who went to school with me thought he, you know, his doo-doo didn't stink. And he runs into a guy who was senior to both of us in military school. And that guy said they were reminiscing and found out that we'd all gone to the same school, even though the other guy didn't know my peer. Well, turns out the guy who knew both of us, he was of his father is a very wealthy man, a billionaire, in fact. And he says, My buddy, my peer asked him, he says, do you run into anybody from the school? He says, no, I never do. But he goes, there's a guy I always wanted to figure out what happened to him. And he goes, who is he? He says, Little Jackson. I was Little Jackson. My brother was Big Jackson. And he goes, hey, guess what? Ironically, he's one of my peers at the job. Would you like me to put you guys in contact? So he puts me in contact with this guy who is senior to both of us, father's a billionaire. And we reminisce. He's invited me to go hunting, blah, blah, blah. And we catch up, and I help my buddy win a $300 million deal. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because this guy, out of all the people, thousands of kids that he met, he says, did you run into anybody? No. He says, no, but there's one person. I always wanted to know what happened to him. Now, I'm not telling you that story so I can be, hoo-hoo-hoo, look at me. I'm telling you that story because it's true. And what I'm telling you is that that guy recognized my leadership. This isn't about Kevin Jackson, even though it is the Kevin Jackson Show. It's about recognizing leadership and understanding it. And Democrats have been leaderless for quite some time. They wouldn't know a strong leader if they came up and kicked them in the crotch or nipple tortured them. They wouldn't know. Because Democrats don't know leadership. They are followers, everyone. They are trained SEALs to say what they're supposed to say, do what they're supposed to do. They do not break ranks. And even though you could argue, Kevin, what about AOC and the squad? They're breaking ranks. They're breaking ranks going farther left in the ideology where Democrats flirt with all the time but don't really want to go there. They're forcing the Democrats to make a decision. That's not leadership. Those four girls are not leaders. Their careers are over. Oh, I know there are people out there who disagree. Kevin, they're getting a lot of press and all that. All press is not good press, baby. If you think that this nation is going to embrace four anti-Americans, let me tell you something. You better find a new country. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want you to imagine what would be happening right now. What would we be doing if George Bush were at the helm? I'm glad you guys are here because this is going to be a different show today. I'm going to cover the news sequentially. Think of this as you're sitting in the living room, we're having a discussion, and the only difference is I'm doing all the talking. Oh, I know you're out there talking too. You're paying attention. You're talking to your radio or to your computer or your smartphone or however you may be listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm glad you are. But we're having a conversation, and I'm going to cover the craziness of a leaderless nation under Barack Obama and what the difference is when you have a leader. You know leadership. You've worked at companies that went through transitions, and you said, oh, my gosh, I loved Southwest Airlines when Herb Kelleher was there, but I can't stand it now. Very different company. Oh, I loved Pepsi when so-and-so was at the helm, but I can't stand it now. Are corporations different today than they were two decades ago with real men, leaders at the helm? I think you get what I'm saying. So ask again, who would America be like under non-Trump leadership? What would it be like to be an American today if anybody outside of Trump had gotten elected, or pick your poison from the past outside of maybe Ronald Reagan? And I think Reagan could handle this media because, you know, I got to give it to him. Reagan had a finesse about him. He had that it factor. But Donald Trump doesn't just finesse the media. He brutalizes them. He doesn't just finesse leftists. He brutalizes them. He exposes the dirty underbelly of leftism. How would Bush or other Republicans have handled the attacks that Donald Trump faces right now? Attack for Russian collusion BS, the con job. Constantly being called a racist. In spite of everything you're doing, it helps blacks. And not even doing it gratuitously. Not doing it like, ooh, look at me helping blacks. I want some points. Donald Trump responds because he's a human being that has true emotion and love for this country, and he wants to right wrongs. That's the kind of person I'm talking about. Not a Barack Obama who stages everything and wants it to appear that he's helping people when in fact all he's doing is feathering his own nest. Suck on that, Democrats. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What about being called anti-Muslim when you implement the same policies as Barack Obama? What about being called a xenophobe when you implement the same border policies as Barack Obama? We're going to talk more about that because, what's his name from Campus Reform, Cabot something? He did a video going to campuses talking about this. Gave him a question. And the college kids, like trained seals, responded exactly like I would have predicted and like he probably figured as well. Yeah, how would Bush and other Republicans handle it? Paul Ryan. How about Paul Ryan? Anyway, I want to cover all these topics. There's a ton of topics I want to cover, but I want to cover it just conversationally. I'm not trying to make any.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The unrelenting attack of the left, folks. It'll never stop. I want you to understand this. They say that we are un-American. They say that we are xenophobic. Yeah. They kneel in protest of the anthem. They burn flags. They talk smack about America at every turn and call us un-American. They want to protect everybody who is a non-citizen of this country, and then they call us xenophobic because we just want to honor our laws and our sovereignty. America, the most homogeneous society on the planet. We are comprised of all citizens of the world, most of whom gladly traded in their sovereignty of their crap hole countries in order to become American citizens. Something that people ask all over the world. Where would you want to live? What nationality would you want to put your name to? And I guarantee you the majority of the world would say American. I'm talking about the people that want to escape their countries. Ask them where they want to go. But we are supposed to feel bad about our country. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. Many so-called Americans, these leftists, don't feel the way we feel about this country. The squad, for example, these leftist congresswomen and the idiots that elected them prove the Democrats don't care about America. And worse, this hatred of America, folks, is being taught. It's being taught. It's being taught to young black kids in the homes. It's being taught in society. It's being taught in churches. And worse than that, it's being taught in academia. We've seen professors outright declare their hatred of the best country in the world. That's America, for you leftists listening, just in case you weren't clear on that. And then we see the subtlety of leftism, like Colorado State University, who bans the words, get this, America and Americans. Oh, you heard me right. Colorado State University is trying to ban the use of the words America and Americans. Here's the article. Colorado State University wants to ban these words. They've included the words American and America on its list of language to avoid. Why? Because they are not inclusive. I don't know how crazy you have to be to want to ban the words of the very country that has given more freedom than anybody else. For the record, a comedian was talking the other day. He said that somebody made the comment that Barack Obama had done more for blacks through his election than any other president. And the reason why I'm telling you this story is because he got in trouble for this. He says, well, I beg to differ. I'm thinking maybe it was Lincoln. And he's thinking that in that very pointed, barbarous humor, people would get it. So he goes on to say, you know, Obamacare versus freedom, I think I'll take freedom. Now, I'm going to expound on that in another set soon when I go back out on tour with some comedian friends of mine. But I just want you to understand the level of crazy that somebody says Barack Obama getting elected in a country where black people can do anything and be anything is a bigger deal than Lincoln freeing black people. Because let me just help those of you who may be in a little bit of disarray on this subject. If Lincoln hadn't freed black folks, there would be no Obama presidency. Okay? Let's just be clear. That's how crazy things have gotten, folks. But it's even crazier because the school's Inclusive Communications Task Force at Colorado State University compiled a list of words in its, quote, inclusive language guide that helps serve those on campus to foster inclusion, respect, and social justice. The guide states that it is not about being politically correct, but instead it's there to help communicators practice inclusive language and make everyone on campus feel welcome, respected, and loved and valued except Americans and America. Yeah, Colorado State University. CSU lists both American and America as non-inclusive words to avoid, quote, due to the fact that America encompasses more than just the U.S. By referring to the U.S. as America, the guide claims that one erases other cultures and depicts the United States as the dominant American country. The school suggests U.S. citizen or person from the U.S. as substitutes. So, the gays can take over the rainbow, right? But you can't take over a flag. Look, I could give you many, many examples where this is completely bogus and bunk. I'll put it to you another way. Anything that is non-inclusive is conservative. When you're talking colleges and universities, if you want to think of inclusion, just think of conservatives. We're not included. Look at the number of anti-Trump classes, the number of classes that completely try to destroy conservatism. People that cast us as evil. As I've said in other broadcasts, and I'll say going forward, it's not working. But I go back to what I said in the earlier segment. give yourselves a hand, congratulate yourselves, because this is the first time in decades that we've pushed leftism back. We didn't just, you know, give it a little a push. We gave it a shove. But I want to enlighten you on some other words that were put on this list. Among other words were normal person, straight, gendered words, hip hip hooray, hold down the fort, war, starving. That's just to give you a few. These are non-inclusive words. You want to do things that are inclusive. What, like battle? See, this is what I don't. This is what bugs me about leftism. Leftism is not about acts and deeds and things that matter. It's about words. It's about making people feel better with words. Let's say that I'm begging on the street, and some white guy walks up and says, "Hey, poor little colored man. You know, I feel bad. You know, you're down and out. Here's some money." People wouldn't look at the act of him giving me money. And if he said, "Hey, listen, let me help you get a job. Is there more I can do for you? Look, I know you can help yourself, but, you know, temporarily you're down, little colored man. But here you go." The left would be focused on his lingo. I would be focused on, "You got a job for me and you're going to help me out right now? I appreciate that." I mean, I ain't going to say I'd let him call me the N-word and get away with it. But I'm just saying, I know you get my point. The point is, I'm not focused on what some guy calls me. I'm focused on what matters. And the left isn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Pence attend a ceremony to honor the newly confirmed Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility. On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations.
A day after former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies on Capitol Hill about Russia's election interference in 2016, Senator and presidential candidate Democrat Amy Klobuchar is urging Republican leader Mitch McConnell to take up her election security bill.
I've been gut-punched by the White House on this bipartisan bill with James Langford of Oklahoma, who I was texting today. I'm like, we can move on this now, which basically says, let's have backup paper ballots if you're going to get any federal election money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The premise of today's show is thank God America and the world has a true leader in Donald Trump. Somebody who isn't afraid to mix it up. Somebody who isn't afraid to take the unpopular position that some of these leftists want us to take. They think they can cajole you into doing it or force you or back you into a corner. Donald Trump says, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care who you think you are. If I believe it to be right and best for the country, so be it. And that's the direction we're going. That's leadership. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you with 100% certainty, I am a leader. You want to back anything that we're doing? If I had the more people and the resources that some of these groups have, I promise you, we'd be, I mean, I know we're changing politics, but we'd be changing it at a speed that would blow your mind. And I believe there are people out there listening to me and who've been monitoring our work who are very close to saying, you know what, Kevin, I'm going to make you prove that. I'm going to back it, make you back it up, baby. We got some good donors that are donating to Seeking Educational Excellence and people who are starting to get involved. They're tired of seeing this conveyor belt of ignorance coming out of whackademia. It's time we get away from this social justice agenda and get back to degrees that matter. And also, it should be mandatory that we teach patriotism and a love for this country. That's what I believe. Democrats don't know leadership. These are the people that wanted to put a crook into office because, in their view, it was her turn. It wasn't because she had good ideas. I want you to think about Hillary Clinton being in charge. Antifa goons, Democrats, goons running around, the new version of the KKK. Hillary Clinton would endorse and condone Antifa's antics. Tactics is what I meant to say, but I think you got it. Those goons would have her backing. But for the first time in decades, leftists have been pushed back. And like I said, and I'm talking about a manly shove, not some girly push. America is indeed woke, but not how the leftists use the term. We are woke to Americanism. Donald Trump has made people, the ordinary American citizen, be proud to be American again. That's long overdue. A hatred of this country has been brewing for decades. And in 2+ years, Donald Trump has said to the leftist scourge, you're going to be American or you can get the AT double crooked socks out. Go back. Oh, yeah, I know John Lewis. It's racist. It's racist to say go back. No, it isn't. It's not racist at all. By the way, the cries of racism now fall on deaf ears. So overused, so overworked, finally, they've reached the end of the internet. People are finally saying, doesn't work anymore. The cries of sexism are pretty soon going to be scoffed at. I scoff at it now, but it's about to be scoffed at. There's a story floating around about Al Franken now saying, I wish I hadn't resigned. I wish I hadn't resigned. Let me tell you, Al Franken, if you'd been a leader, if you had a pair of male genitalia, oh yeah, Kevin Jackson went there, you'd still be in Congress, still be in the Senate. I regret what I did. And now these other Democrats, I think it's unfair what happened to Al Franken. We'll talk a little bit about it later. I know, maybe we should talk about it now. You want to talk about it now? I'm okay with that. Yeah, these people now want to exonerate him. It was an article in the New Yorker. Only 2 years ago, Franken was being talked up as a possible challenger to Trump in 2020. In Senate hearings, Franken had proved himself to be one of the most effective critics of the Trump administration. His tough questioning of Jeff Sessions, Trump's nominee for AG, had led Sessions to recuse himself from the investigation into Russian influence in the 2016 election, prompted the appointment of Robert Mueller in special counsel. So there's enough information right there to tell y'all Franken was a scumbag. He gets Sessions to recuse himself and gets a special counsel appointed for a fish hunt. A ruse, a snipe hunt, fishing expedition, in your bathtub. As it turns out, Franken's only role in the 2020 presidential campaign has been a figure of controversy. On June 4th, Pete Buttigieg was widely criticized on social media for saying that he would not have pressed Franken to resign. It said virtually all of his Democratic rivals who were then in the Senate without first learning more about the alleged incidents. At the same time, the president's candidate of Senator Gillibrand had been plagued by questions about her role as the first of three dozen Democrat senators to demand Franken's resignation. See, this is what I talk about all the time. I talk about the controversy that lies within the Democratic Party. You have senators who knew this Me Too movement farce over Franken was exactly that. It was a con job and a witch hunt, the same way as Trump. But they wanted him out. It was political expediency. Franken's still going, what did I do? I'm not really sure what I did. And the Democrats are going, it doesn't matter, Al Franken. Doesn't matter. But let me tell you how I was thinking. I was happy to see the Me Too movement eat one of its own. I know Franken didn't do enough for anybody to go after him. For a decades long ago thing when he was a comedian, it was ridiculous. But I was like, no, eat him. Destroy him. Because you know what it'll do? It'll circle back around and it'll show you the craziness of leftism. And that is exactly where we are right now. Exactly. Now they're all, it shouldn't have been done. They said Gillibrand has cast herself as a feminist champion of zero tolerance towards sexual impropriety, but Democratic donors sympathetic to Franken have stunted her fundraising, and Gillibrand says tried to intimidate her into silence. Yeah. By the way, understand another irony and hypocrisy of leftism. Gillibrand's, one of her staffers, was accused of sexual misconduct, and she had done nothing. See, let me explain what was going on. They were clearing the way. The Democrats, with authorization from above, were clearing the way for women to take charge of the ticket. Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Kirsten Gillibrand. Kamala Harris inserted herself into the mix. And now we've got the squad. I'm just trying to set the stage for you for all the wars brewing inside of the Democratic Party. Now let's flip it over real quick and let's look at those Republicans. You got any women's issues? None that I know of. You got any black issues? I guess the only place where I would say is Mia Love, who turns out to be a turncoat I'm going to call her a scumbag. Yeah. Mia Love. wants to believe that Trump is a racist, blah, 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 following the Republican Party line. And that's the reason why she's not in office anymore, because you know what we did with Mia Love? We jumped on the bandwagon because she was black, young, and a Republican, and found out she wasn't a Republican. So good riddance, Mia Love. As this black man would say, oh, bye-bye. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, for those of you who are listening, saying, Kevin, why are you attacking Mia Love? I'm attacking a leftist who's disguising herself as a conservative. Yeah, does she have some conservative values? Sure. But if she were smart, she would be backing the guy who shows leadership of this party. Mia Love is beholden to the Paul Ryan type people. Anyway, I want to go back. Where is the strife within the Republican Party? Take the Mia Loves out. She's no longer a factor. Nobody cares about Mia Love. Are we fighting with our Latinos? Are we fighting with our LGBT conservatives? Are we fighting with black conservatives? I'm talking true black conservatives. Are we fighting with women in general? Are we fighting with white folks? Middle class? What? 94% of Republicans, conservatives, back Donald Trump. The only infighting is amongst the Never Trumpers. And I question whether they were ever Republicans or conservatives. And okay, if that's 6% of the party, have at it, guys. How many people do you think the Democrats are struggling to keep on their side? With the AOC gang, with Black Lives Matter, with the Congressional Black Circus, all of them fighting one another. LGBT lobby can't even figure themselves out. Women against men, men against women, blah, blah, blah. Environmentalists against this, that, and the other. Look at all the brewing, what's brewing, and then ask yourself this. 20-something candidates who are all going to be going at each other's throats here in about a week or so. Again, going at each other's throats. Have you looked at the polling and the juxtaposition and the jockeying that's happening right now? Watch it. Don't remember it, because it'll be completely different in 2 weeks. Guarantee you. We're not struggling. And now Al Franken's back in the news because the Democrats are going, wait a minute, Me Too movement. You went too far. You got rid of one of the good guys. And I'm going, really? You want to retread Al Franken and see how he's going to make out? Bring him back. Worst time you could possibly do to bring him back. But go for it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Have a colorblind society, it means you can criticize immigration policy, you can criticize people's views, you can ask questions about where they're born, and not have it be seen as racial.
And can you also say, go back where you came from?
First of all, and I'm glad that we can now get to what I think we really want to focus on, with the send her back chant, the president was clear that he disagreed with it.
No, well, he was clear after the fact. He let it go on for 13 seconds, and it was only when the chant diminished that he started talking again. Right, he said nothing in his tweet. I promise I'm going to give you, but he said nothing there or in his tweet after the rally that indicated any concern about the jam.
Right, but I want to get to the core issue. The president was clear that he said he disagreed with that tweet. But the core issue is that all the people in that audience and millions of patriotic Americans all across this country are tired of being beat up, condescended to, looked down upon, talked down to by members of Congress on the left in Washington, D.C., and their allies in many quarters of the media. And let's get specific about it. You saw the quotes from Representative Omar saying some people did something about 9/11. And yes, if you watch it in context, it's worse. You saw the quotes from Representative Omar talking about how, oh, well, we talk about Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone. And by the way, she's giggling throughout this interview. But we don't talk about the army in a menacing tone. And yes, if you watch it in context, which I have, it's even worse.
Chris Wallace and Fox News. Anti-Trump. Wannabe middle of the road. Fair and balanced is Fox. No, they're not. They're freaking leftists. And occasionally they'll have somebody like me on, but for the most part, they're leftists. They should just admit what they are. Many of you have figured it out. That's why you've migrated over to OAN and others. And there's some others coming up. By the way, I've been talking a lot about TV networks. I was in negotiation with one and got my contract, and I rejected it, just to be blunt. These people expect me to help them, you know, build a network for peanuts, and it wasn't going to happen. And so I promise you, they'll come back and we'll talk more about it, but I don't work for peanuts. I may be a Republican and an elephant, but I don't work for peanuts, baby. Anyway, I was talking about leadership and talking about how having Trump in has thwarted all these various things that had made lots of progress. Which doesn't help America. See, progressives progress in their own agendas, but it doesn't help the country. I'll give you an example. Barack Obama essentially ushered Muslims into our government, and many of these people are not Muslims like, you know, my friend Zudi Zasser, but they're radical Muslims who believe and support the Muslim Brotherhood. Omar is a good example. Barack Obama would be singing Omar's praises right now with what he's doing in the government. But we have a real leader in Donald Trump, and he says, no way. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. I was glad that Stephen Miller, corrected Chris Wallace in saying that, look, you can think what you want about the president's Trump. This is about Americanism versus anti-Americanism, and he called it for what he was. I would have gone after Chris Wallace. I'll be honest with you. I would have said, stop interrupting me. You don't bring me on your show so you can go up, 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 up. You don't up me. The president doesn't have to respond back. I don't care if it's 13 seconds or 30 seconds of chanting. He didn't chant it. If he didn't say it, then so be it. It's not his job to stop people from saying what they want to say. It's his job for putting his message out. And his message was around the anti-Americanism of Omar and crew. That's what it was about. The Muslim Brotherhood, folks, is alive and well in our government because of people like Omar and others like the Squad, Tlaib being another. These anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist groups. I'm just going to keep it real for you. Look at the left's representatives. These are people now who are more radical than Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, and many others. Did you even think that was possible? That's what happens when leftism is allowed to fester. These are people who want to abolish ICE. ICE arrested 158,581 illegals in 2018. 66% of them had criminal convictions. 21% had pending criminal charges. ICE actively takes these criminals off the street, and do you know there are factions within the Democratic Party who want to abolish ICE, who want to hide criminals from ICE. I told you guys I was going to talk to you about what the difference in leadership means. Yeah. One of these squad members, Omar, said that Trump wants to deport all brown and black people. I want you to consider that for a second. Trump wants to deport all brown and black people. Does anybody believe this? See, you want to talk about fear-mongering and divisiveness? That's exactly what you're witnessing with these crazy Democrats. Even their own people want to stop them. Their own people. I don't know what quantity. I don't have a poll because they won't give you a poll. Like, how many Democrats think Omar and the squad are crazy? They won't give you a poll on that. But whatever that number is, I guarantee you it is exponentially larger. Well, geometrically larger than anybody that wants to stop Trump on the Republican side. Because, see, that number's dwindled considerably. There were many anti-Trumpers who are now pro-Trump. But now the Democrats have a cancer in their system. So, I ask you to imagine earlier in the broadcast, if we didn't have a leader, that you've seen how leftism can grow and become a cancer in the body politic and everything else. Now I want you to imagine something else. I want you to imagine a decade of conservatism taking hold of America. See, others have been trying to convince us that we're on the precipice of a leftist takeover. I will admit to you that the leftists have certainly gained a lot of traction over the last few decades. No question about it. But I want you to understand how strong Americanism really is, because we kick these suckers in the crotch and then we right crossed and knocked them to their knees. Yeah, fight metaphors. That's what happens when you're a fighter. So I have a suggestion for the conservative movement. Keep it up. Keep doing it. They say, why kick a dead horse? Why not? It's dead. I'm telling you, folks, I want you to think about everything that happened during the era of Obama and ask yourself, do you want to let up? Black Lives Matter gained a foothold in the era of zero. Black Lives Matter over All Lives Matter. People were afraid to say All Lives Matter. I'm not sure if you saw the NYPD video of these guys getting drenched with water while they were making an arrest in Harlem. Did you see this? Now, you may look at that and say the police are losing. What I'm telling you is that video is now iconic. That video shows you how far leftists are willing to go. The next time a black dude gets shot, people are going to refer to that video. Oh, and Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. They may refer to my video. See, we're living on the muscle memory of Obama, to where black people are throwing buckets and pouring water on police, uniformed, armed police in Harlem, and they are doing it with immunity. Nobody doing anything, daring the police to fight back. See, that's the world we got with leftism. But trust me, that was the worst thing that leftists could have done, is to showcase their anarchy. When they talk about thugs and people who will attack you at events and things like that, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and black folks in general who attack police armed and then complain when the police community decides to fight back. By the way, who runs Harlem? Who runs New York? Is it? Just remind me, is it Republicans or is it Democrats? I'm just curious. Baltimore's deputy police commissioner got mugged. Did you hear this story? Daniel Murphy started in April after being brought in from New Orleans to help lead sweeping reforms in Baltimore. You remember where Freddie Gray was? He got robbed at 9 p.m. the other night by four men in a white SUV. Two of the men, said to be about 18, jumped out, approached Murphy and his wife, showed a gun during the holdup, fled with multiple cell phones, his wallet, his wife's purse, cash, etc. But hey, there were no injuries. Well, hey, I would say to you, welcome to Baltimore, Daniel Murphy. Liberalism built that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.